Well, just three kids today. That's awesome. Oh, hello, Michael. You have two Michaels. Well, today, boys and girls, guess what Pastor Greg is talking about? Anybody know? Raise your hand if you can read. Can you read? Did you happen to read the inside of the bulletin or maybe looked at the picture? What do you think this looks like? What does this look like, Michael? You know?
A time machine.
It does look like a time machine. So maybe he's talking about time or maybe about how we spend our time. What do you think it is, Michael?
It's a clock.
It is a clock. And guess what? Where are my two helpers? Maybe you guys can help me. I have a little watch kind of a thing. I'm going to have the boys put around your wrists to remind you that there's a time for everything. You can put the tape for me. Andrew, can you put it around Michael's wrist? So, guys, tell me what some of you are really good at. We all are good at something. What are you really good at?
Kind of good at reading.
Kind of good at reading? How about you, Cassie? What are you really good at?
Gymnastics.
What is it? Gymnastics. You know what Pastor Greg is really good at?
What?
Well, he's good at a lot of things, but he is a good speaker. Sometimes he says words, and I have to go home and look them up because I could swear he made it up. I've never heard those words before. So some of the big kids or even some of you, maybe while Pastor Greg is speaking, if you can write down five words that he says that you've never heard before, I'm going to give you a surprise at the end of church. Okay? But all of us are really good at something. Thank you, Michael. You know what? A long time ago, before Michael and Jacob and Andrew were here, their daddy asked my mom if it was okay to marry me. And guess what my mom said? Well, it's fine with me, but you know what? You know she can't cook, right? He actually said that. Aw, I am not a good cook, but you know what Scott said?
What?
He said, well, that's okay because I can cook for both of us. And everybody knows that Scott is the best cook around, right?
Okay.
But as it turns out, he can cook, but guess what I can do really well? I can bake. I can bake his favorite carrot cake that he loves with cream cheese filling. Thank you. So I want you guys to remember one thing. Tonight is our first adventure meeting of the year. And guess what some of the things are that we do in adventures?
Mommy.
1 second, my baby. Tonight at our adventure meetings, what we'll be doing for the next year is we try to make time for everything. Time to spend with our families, time in the community. Sometimes in November, we go pass out waters for the runners going by. And the most important thing about adventures is that we get to spend time with our church family and our parents and our grandparents. So if any of you are interested in coming tonight to our meeting at 5 o'clock, we're gonna be doing something really fun that we're gonna enter in the Lombardi Ranch Festival that's coming up. Maybe some of you have been there to look at the pumpkins. And one of the things that's really neat is we do things out in our community as a church, right?
Can I see it now?
No, 1 second. So I want you to remember, guys, that everybody is really good at something and that we have so much time in the world, we need to balance that with time with our family, time with our friends. Oh, and one more thing. I brought some pictures of some of the things that Adventures has done. Guess what this was? This was a time when we went to a nursing home and we sang to some of the residents that were there. And this was a time, maybe Ryan knows what this is. It's a fire truck, and we went to a fire station, and maybe some of you were there, and we got to hear all about fire safety. And this was a time that we did what? Played basketball here. And our favorite thing to do with Adventures at the end of the year is we make time to go to Camp Cedar Falls and play with some of our friends, go hiking and enjoy all the beautiful things that Jesus has made for us. And yes, the snow, definitely. That's Camp Cedar Falls. Doesn't that look fun? All right, as you...
Camping.
And we go camping at the end of the year as a family. That's the funnest thing of all. So let's bow our heads and say a quick prayer to Jesus. Close your eyes.
Can I go?
Sure, definitely. Dear Jesus, please be with each of the kids here today. Please help them to remember to balance their lives with time spent with you, time spent with their family, and time spent with friends. In Jesus' name, amen.